Hello there. This is the audio version of the posting I have given here. The title is Soul, God and Religion from the lecture given by Swami Vivekananda more than 100 years ago. This lecture has a wonderful vocabulary with precise meaning in it. And of course, all the speeches, writings, or lectures from Swami Vivekananda is like that. Here, I am reading that. Soul, God, and Religion. Through the vistas of the past, the voice of the centuries is coming down to us. The voice of the sages of the Himalayas, the recluses of the forest, the voice that came to the Semitic races, the voice that spoke through Buddha and other spiritual giants. The voice that comes from those who live in the light that accompanied man in the beginning of the earth, the light that shines wherever man goes and lives with him forever. That light is coming to us even now. This voice is like a little rivulet that comes from the mountains. Now they disappear and now they appear, again in stronger flow, till finally they unite in one mighty, majestic flood. The messages that are coming down to us from the prophets and the holy men and women of all sects and nations are joining their forces and speaking to us with the trumpet voice of the past. And the first message it brings to us is, peace be unto you and to all religions. It is not a message of antagonism, but one of united religion. Stop. Well, this is the first paragraph I picked up from his lecture, and the later paragraphs gives more wonderful explanation about soul, God and religion, which you can read in volume 1 of the complete works by Swami Vivekananda, published by Ramakrishna Math.